George was sitting at a stoplight in the morning. The lady in front of him was going through papers on the seat of her car when the light changed to green and she didn't go. Then the light turned red. She's still sitting there. So George, with his windows up, began screaming at the woman, cursing and beating on the steering wheel. His rage was interrupted by a policeman tapping on his window. Against his protestations of, "You can't arrest me for hollering in my car," the policeman ordered him into the back seat of the cruiser. After about 2 hours in a holding cell, the arresting officer advised him that he was free to go. George said, "I knew you couldn't arrest me for what I was doing. I was only yelling in my own car. You haven't heard the last of this." The officer replied, "I didn't arrest you for shouting in your car. I was sitting behind you at the light. I saw you screaming, beating your steering wheel, and yelling, apparently, at the woman in front of you, and I said to myself, this guy's a jerk. But there's nothing I can do to him for throwing a fit in his own car. Then I noticed the cross hanging from your rearview mirror, the fish on the trunk lid, and the 'My boss is a Jewish carpenter,' and the 'Jesus is coming soon' bumper stickers. And I thought you must have stolen the car from a Christian." Ow! 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 All right. Another piece of info from the Life Digest. I was listening to a commentator, very well-known radio commentator. Well, not as well-known as me, but, you know, actually this guy is the man. So, and he was talking about a product. And this health product, of course, engendered letters of testimonial. And a person wrote in and said, "I took this product, and lo and behold, it basically made me much, much better. It cured me. Okay, it fixed me." Now, the product is, it doesn't make those claims. All right, it's a product that essentially says this is good for you, but it doesn't really say that it can fix what ails you if you've got something pathologically wrong. But the testimonial letter was pretty convincing. I mean, the guy starts taking the product, and all of a sudden, this malady, this pathology that he had, which the doctors told him, "Really, you're going to have to live with, pal," went away. Therefore, deductive reasoning, I took A, B went away, S must have made B go away. Not necessarily. That's why we have studies. You cannot, now this is from a person whose PhD is in clinical psychology and research, you cannot take a happening with one person and automatically infer causality. Let me explain that in shirt sleeve English. If I take a pill and a week later I'm better, that doesn't mean the pill made me get better. There are too many other factors involved that can make me get better. For example, I could have gotten better anyway. I could have so believed in the power of the pill that chemical processes started in my brain, affected my body, and I improved. 3, something unique to the pill and my body happened to work together, but it doesn't mean that that pill would do the same thing for someone else with the exact same condition. So anytime you hear testimonials of, "I took this and I'm now this," that doesn't mean anything. You have to do large group studies and see what happens when two groups, one of which gets the pill or the intervention and the other group doesn't, and you see what happens and if there is a significant difference between the two groups, as long as they're controlled for all other things. I know I'm starting to get a little research talk there. I don't mean to get too carried away. So if, for example, this person who wrote the testimonial to the radio commentator had said, then I stopped taking the pill and my malady came back. Then I started taking the pill again and my malady went away. In research, that would provide stronger evidence that there's a link between the two, but it still would not confirm that it was the pill that did it. You don't know that. It simply may have been timing. Certain physical conditions remit. They just, for whatever the reason, they inexplicably either go away or they subside for a while. This is a big factor in faith healing. The kind you see on television that's just seems so sensational and trumped up. You know, I feel pretty confident in saying that the Holy Spirit is not working in all of those. But what is it? I mean, some of these people truly seem to get better, don't they? Well, it could be their expectation. It could be the power of an audience. Ooh, that's big, guys. That's real big. Power of a camera. It could be, and this is what happens oftentimes, is that they get better for a little while and then they go back. They remit. Okay, their arthritis is gone and they throw away their crutches and they walk until 9 days later when they can't get out of bed. So when you hear these things, just a little bit of insight on life here. When you hear this kind of stuff on television or radio about this person taking this and now I'm this, so what? It doesn't mean much. In research, it means we could maybe form a hypothesis, which is a statement of conjecture, where we say, well, let's test and see if this actually causes that. All right, just a little piece of information, okay?